It's 5 degrees and cloudy. I'm Sean Macy with 91X News. Friends of two baseball players killed in a roadside murder-suicide are meeting to talk about how to help their family, friends, and teammates. Kevin Cavami, who coached Mitch McClain and Tanner Crissell and boarded them in his home, says they were in the wrong place at the wrong time. He says the men were on their way home to PEI for Christmas when a man shot all four occupants in their car on a highway south of Calgary, then killed himself. Ontario's progressive conservatives are calling for an immediate wage freeze for doctors, teachers, and about 1 million public sector workers in the province. Keith Leslie has the story.
Opposition leader Tim Hudak says the decision by Moody's to put Ontario on a credit watch is a warning the province could become what he calls the Greece of Canada. Hudak says the credit rating agency doesn't believe the Liberal government can curb spending and eliminate a $16 billion deficit by 2017 as promised.
So I think Moody's saw that this government really does not have the spine to get spending under control.
Hudak says a public sector wage freeze could save the province over $2 billion over 2 years. The Democrats, though, oppose a wage freeze and say the government should instead cancel planned corporate tax cuts. Keith Leslie, The Canadian Press, Toronto.
Federal Agriculture Minister Jerry Ritz was welcomed with cheers on a Saskatchewan farm this morning over the government's new Canadian Wheat Board law. Legislation to take away the Wheat Board's monopoly received royal assent in Ottawa late yesterday. Farmer Paul Belcheff, who was once fined for hauling grain across the border, is thrilled with the change.
I really feel passionate about this. I'm so thankful that at last we got a government that is believing in human rights, freedom, and democracy. Now I'm going to have the same rights to market my grain for the highest price, the same rights as the farmer in Ontario has.
The legislation also removes directors elected by farmers to the agency's board. Ritz says those directors are now, quote, on winter vacation. A Penn State assistant football coach says he witnessed former assistant coach Jerry Sandusky molesting a boy, but didn't call police because he was sure the act was over. Mike McQueary testified he did tell Coach Joe Paterno and two school officials about what he saw. The two officials are charged with failing to respond properly and lying to a grand jury. Former Army intelligence analyst Bradley Manning's first move was to discredit the military judge in the case as he faces 37 counts of leaking classified information to WikiLeaks. Ann Compton has more.
Bradley Manning sat quietly in the military courtroom dressed in fatigues as his defense lawyer peppered the presiding military officer with questions. Eventually, the defense asked the officer to disqualify himself as the judge because in his civilian job, he is a Justice Department prosecutor going after WikiLeaks, to whom Manning is charged with leaking classified secrets. Ann Compton, ABC News.
That's 91X News to 302. Here's Evan Cook with sports.
Three Canadian teams are in action tonight as the NHL presents a five-game schedule. Toronto and Buffalo will resume their rivalry at the HSBC Arena. Ottawa's home to Pittsburgh, and Calgary visits Florida. Dallas skates at New Jersey, and Chicago is home to Anaheim. In the NBA, preseason play begins tonight with four games. Toronto is idle. The Cleveland Browns won't have quarterback Colt McCoy in the lineup on Sunday. He's been ruled out due to a concussion. He was hurt after an illegal helmet-to-helmet hit by Pittsburgh linebacker James Harrison last week. Backup Seneca Wallace will get the start on Sunday in Arizona. Browns tight end Benjamin Watson is done for the season, also due to a concussion. Former NHL player and coach Mike Milbury is facing charges of assaulting and threatening a 12-year-old Pee Wee hockey player. Police say Milbury was serving as an assistant coach on his son's team when he allegedly attacked a player on the opposing team during a December 9th game at a Boston area rink. Milbury is a hockey analyst on CBC and NBC. The judge who will decide if two Penn State administrators can be tried on perjury charges has halted their preliminary hearing so he can read their grand jury testimony. The judge paused the proceedings after assistant football coach Mike McQueary testified that he believes he saw former assistant coach Jerry Sandusky molesting a boy on campus. He said he told the two administrators about it but didn't go to police. And Barry Bonds sentenced to 30 days of house arrest, 2 years of probation for federal conviction. A jury convicted Bonds of obstruction of justice in April. That's sports. Here's Sean Macy with 91X Weather.
Today, a mix of sun and cloud, wind west 30 kilometers an hour, gusting to 50, becoming light late this afternoon. Temperature falling to zero this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, clearing before morning, low minus 10. Saturday, sunny, high minus 6. Sunday, also sunny with a low minus 12 and a high of zero. It's 5 degrees. I'm Sean Macy with Evan Cook, 91X News, on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 4.